Well, Harold, thanks for being here with us today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
During this past week's city council meeting on Monday evening, one of the things that was on the agenda, there were about two or three, I can't remember the exact number, of site reviews for the council, commercial site reviews, as a lot of businesses, some businesses building new buildings, some new things coming into town, and it sounds like some commercial development is really coming up right now in Knoxville, a lot of permits being sought out and that sort of thing. So it sounds like good progress for the city right now.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of activity in the commercial sector here recently, properties being sold, interest in looking at properties, etc. We did have two site plans approved last night. One we knew was coming there for a while, that's the crematorium over on Pleasant Street. The city sold that property several months ago to that property owner. So we just finally got the site plan submitted to us and approved, so that project will be moving forward. The other one was an addition on to Spawn and Rose. I think that's probably the second expansion they've done here in the last year and a half. So business is going pretty well there. Of course, we have McDonald's being rebuilt and some other projects in the works also. So yeah, there's been a lot of great activity in the commercial sector. I think that balances nicely with the industrial growth we've seen. Also with the council priority of housing for this fiscal year, we also had a report back from our engineers on housing development analysis regarding some potential locations throughout the city of where that could potentially take place. We're kind of hitting all fronts right now, and so it's kind of an exciting time to be in Knoxville. There's a lot of positive things happening. Not only are we focused on, you know, big events like Nationals and RAGBRAI and those things, but we also are really working heavily in commercial development, industrial growth, and housing development also.
One of the big projects, infrastructure development-wise, coming up in Knoxville is the streetscape project downtown. The bid was accepted for a contractor, Hawkeye Paving Corporation, during this past week's meeting. Just under $3.1 million leaves some room for the council for contingencies. I was just wondering how that project now moves forward.
Well, first thing we'll do is I think next week we'll have a meeting for downtown business owners with the contractor, the engineers working on that and trying to get that organized and put together. But we do want to make sure that now that we have a contractor selected and before we get going too hot and heavy in it, that the contractor has an opportunity to hear the needs and the concerns of the downtown businesses. So hopefully those items can be taken into account as we define a timeline. The contract does allow for contract work to begin July 29th, although obviously there's some work that needs to be done before then. So we'll have to talk with the contractor and see what his timeline is for starting, etc. He could start that soon, but it's likely that he probably won't start quite that fast. And so once we have some more information, hopefully we'll have answers to those questions by the time we do the public meeting with the contractor next week.
Speaking of businesses downtown and next week, RAGBRAI obviously taking place next Wednesday here at downtown Knoxville is going to be kind of the main hub, and some final business things were taken care of City Hall-wise. City Hall will be shut down that Wednesday for regular business as all the staff members really will be out helping anywhere they need to in the community. Can you kind of just go over that RAGBRAI timeline again? It sounds like things will start getting shut down around the blocks on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, Tuesday evening we're going to need to begin shutting down the streets in order to do set up for the activities on Wednesday. So Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, we'll begin closing off the roads downtown so we can get, you know, the stages in and set up and the vendors can come in and get their booths set up, etc. Obviously, they'll be able to set up all day Wednesday, but most of them will be wanting to set up in the morning, so we'll be shutting down the roads in the evening so we make sure that we minimize how many cars are parked downtown, etc. We really don't want to have to tow anybody or do anything like that. So we want to be able to start early in the morning, too, on setting up while it's cool. And a lot of the vendors from Des Moines will be coming in probably early morning because they'll be tearing down the night before and leaving early in the morning to get here and get set up before a lot of the riders get in. So that'll be important. And then my guess is probably around 8, 10 o'clock in the morning, you'll start seeing riders from RAGBRAI start coming in. Some of them like to get up early and get going while it's cool and get to the next community. So it'll be a hustle and bustle of activity all day downtown on Wednesday, but there will be an impact Tuesday night as we start shutting down in preparation of setup.
And then I just wanted to mention, too, as I look at the calendar here, the next time we're scheduled to meet, 360 Nationals will have already taken place. It's going to fly by pretty quickly. So I know you guys mentioned, too, last night, Nationals committee meetings are taking place as well, and everything's getting in line for that, too, after the quick rebound from RAGBRAI.
Yeah, the fortunate thing is with the Knoxville Nationals, that's something we've done year after year. So we've already got a pretty good idea, and most things are pretty much in place. So that's a lot easier for us to pull off. You know, again, we'll be dedicating officers to help with intersection control after the races and those kinds of things that worked really well last year. We're working with the VA campus again to open up access through them to empty out parking over there after the race. And for the most part, we've already got a pretty good idea and a game plan that's been worked out over several years of experience of working with the racetrack. So it's not quite like RAGBRAI where we're kind of starting from, not quite from scratch, but pretty close to. But yeah, it should be a great few weeks there, a great opportunity for Knoxville to show its quality and what we do best. And I hope the community really embraces that. There's plenty of opportunities to volunteer and get involved. And I know there's a lot of people that probably won't want to be around and probably taking off on vacation, and that's fine. But I've also appreciated seeing a lot of activity on personal properties, you know, trimming bushes, mowing lawns, kind of sprucing up a little bit. That's great to see. And I hope the community continues to take that pride and really help show Knoxville at its best in what we get to enjoy every day.
All right. Well, Harold, is there anything else you'd like to add today as we wrap up?
Just have a great summer. It's heating up out there, and it's quickly becoming an exciting time. These next few weeks are going to fly by. So volunteer and help, but at the same time, you know, have fun with it, enjoy it, and be safe.
All right. Well, Harold, thank you very much.
Thank you.